Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. So that's when I told the guy, look, that's fine. Just make sure the dog doesn't know.
What even is that supposed to mean? We're here anyway. We're here.
Here as in the basement of the old soon-to-be-vacant Milwaukee Public Museum?
Well, adjacent to the basement. Anyway, streets of old Milwaukee. Maybe the last time we're going to have an opportunity to see them, Eric, before, you know, the museum moves to its new location.
Ooh, check this out. Look at the skull I found in the other room. Oh, well, hello there, Jordan Love. Do you need some new shoes? Ah, yes, Mr. Hill.
Would you put that down?
Oh, relax. It's fine.
Be careful with that. Plus, this was a huge favor from Ellen Sensky. The museum CEO gave us permission to, you know, view some of these original pieces from the museum before they get boxed up. Some of them are going to get moved. Some of them, this is the last time we're ever going to see them. Check this out. This is what we came for. See, I've been trying to find the Byron Kilbourne original maps, you know, these maps that he used when he was scouting canals that he hoped one day would connect Milwaukee to the Mississippi River. So cool. The museum said if we could find it, we can use it as part of our reporting.
Hey, do you think Solomon's shovel is around here? It's got to be buried in one of these boxes, right?
What are you talking, Solomon's shovel? Like Solomon Juno? Like first mayor of Milwaukee?
OMG, Vince. Not just any shovel, it's Juno's original shovel, the one he used for the ceremonial groundbreaking in the original museum back in the 1800s. He loved the idea of the museum, and he vowed to terrorize the city if anyone ever threatened its existence. Anyway, hey, look at this, a crossbow.
Hey, careful with that. Plus, what are you even talking about? I know a lot about Milwaukee history. I never heard this Juno shovel story. Plus, why would he want to destroy the city?
Well, legend has it, Juno's ghost still roams these old museum catacombs, looking for the shovel. And with the museum now relocating, since he vowed he'd be upset about it, there's legitimate fear now that he'll destroy or terrorize the city in revenge.
That is ridiculous on multiple levels. First of all, catacombs. Like, we don't even have catacombs. Plus, who'd Juno even be angry with?
I don't know. I heard he had beef with Kilbourne or maybe Abley or something.
Okay, give me a break. Where's Debbie anyway? I thought she was supposed to meet us down here.
Well, howdy do.
Ah, Debbie, yes, finally. What is this supposed to be?
Oh, this? It's just some skull piece I found upstairs.
Yes, Mr. County Executive. It's a beautiful day for a swim.
Is that the T-Rex skull from upstairs? Put that down. It's like, first of all, heavy. Secondly, valuable. Like, can we please focus? Ooh, check this out. Ooh, that's a lot of dust. Doesn't look like this box has been open in a century. It's in here anyway. Kind of looks like an old yard tool.
It's Solomon's shovel!
Did the lights just flicker? Come on, guys.
I didn't do anything.
It wasn't me.
Somebody else decided to tag along with us today? I thought I told you guys. Mercure and Fellow, not invited. Wisconsin's morning news only.
Everybody okay in here?
Milwaukee Fire Chief Aaron Lipsky. Is that you?
Someone tripped a silent alarm. Was that you guys?
Nope, but look what Vince found.
Is that Solomon's shovel? Wow, I thought that shovel was just a myth.
Wait, Chief, you've actually heard of this shovel thing? Why am I the only person who's never heard the shovel story?
Well, of course. Legend has it, the ghost of Mayor Juno wants to use the shovel to return from the afterlife.
Yes, I told you. He's going to use it as a conduit to return to the living. And now that the museum's being relocated, he's going to wreak havoc.
Well, I heard he needs souls in order to get back from the afterlife. If he gets the shovel and souls, that's the only way he can get out of the afterlife.
All right, my head hurts from you clowns. Thank you. As someone who adores Milwaukee and its history, I, more than anyone, would love to get some FaceTime with Solomon Juno. Hell, I'd even give him that silly shovel.
Whoa!
Now what?
You're not going anywhere.
All right, who next is making a cameo in this episode? Tausch?
Oh, it is moi.
Mayor Solomon Juno.
This is impossible, right? This is impossible. It's not really happening.
Who has my shovel?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Maybe it is. Is it you, Mr. Mayor? Mayor Juno? It is an honor to meet you. I have dreamt of this moment. Actually, I kind of actually have. Always thought, of course, it would be me traveling back to the 1800s in like a DeLorean or something, like getting stuck in the past. Anyway, glad you're here. I always told myself if it actually happened and I found myself face to face with you, I would ask you about, you know, like so many different things about the history of Milwaukee.
Where is my shovel?
I'm sorry?
He wants my shovel. He's been looking all over for it.
I mean, we can figure something out. You guys, should we give him the shovel?
No way! Run!
You know, guys, maybe if we just talk to the ghost, we'll find a solution.
No time, Lipsky! Run!
Will you guys please calm down? Mr. Mayor, I apologize on behalf of my friends here. This, I believe, belongs to you. Enjoy your shovel. Anyway, so as I was saying, I was so glad to meet you. I always wanted to ask, you know, about that bridge thing. Is that for real? Like, you and Byron Kilburn, you were legit beefing? And like, oh, by the way, I heard Kilburn was actually kind of handsome. Heard he was a bit of a ladies' man.
Oh, you fool! The shovel is mine!
How could you? What happened? Where is everybody? E? Debbie? Chief Lipsky? Mr. Mayor? I can't find anybody. I don't know what to do. Call 911? Busy? All right. I will call who I would first think of in an emergency. Producer Greg Pancake Hill. What in the... What is happening? Hello? Eric, this better not be some kind of joke. I'm telling you, the museum is going to be pissed. Plus, if we don't get out of here, like, I'm supposed to golf later? Who's there? Who's there? Stay away from me! Stay away from me!
Okay, so I think we're all set here.
Chief, you're okay. Thank goodness. You know what happened?
You tripped a silent alarm, but it looks like we're good to go now.
Good now? Really? Where's Eric? Where's Debbie?
Who?
Eric, Debbie, our friends from Wisconsin's Morning News.
Oh, never heard of them. They must be wax figures for the new Streets of Old Milwaukee exhibit. Boy, you'd think WTMJ would have gone with somebody hip and trendy like Jonathan Green.
I'm sensing something here is not right. Chief, I need your help.
Vince, I'd love to help you, but I gotta go. The mayor is terrorizing the city today.
Mayor Johnson? What's he gone nuts?
No. Mayor Juno, of course. Here, listen to the WTMJ stream on my phone. Your station is reporting on it now.
In local news, Mayor Juno is responding to residents' complaints about degrading infrastructure and has announced plans to, quote, go full-on Godzilla mode and tear down this entire city. The Department of Public Works has been ordered to demolish all buildings within the city of Milwaukee, except for, notably, the Public Museum.
Oh, no! The legend is true!
Ho-ho! Ho-ho!